Hi there, David Lee for the James Wan Dossier, and it's Tuesday the 5th of February 2019. Today I wanted to talk about Casino Royale, which I've been threatening to do for a couple of days now. Just put it off for a couple of reasons. One of which was to do with some Bond 25 news. I think that was yesterday, wasn't it? God, time flies, I can hardly remember. And if I think back to 2006, and I remember when the teaser trailer came out, and it was released online, and I wasn't quite sure what to make of it because it didn't seem very Bond-like to me. And you know, in many respects, that is a mistake. You can't compare a film like Casino Royale with something like Dr. No, for instance. They're very, very different in style, and a lot of that is to do with the time in which they were made. And so, and you've also got to think that I didn't think they were very Bond-like, and I hadn't really liked the Pierce Brosnan films all that much, even though in many respects they were very Bond-like. They went a bit overboard in making sure that there were Bond elements a bit too much for my liking. And so I wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but you know, it kind of looked good, but it didn't look particularly Bondy. And then I think it was in September that they released the theme song, and You Know My Name, Chris Cornell. And I wasn't sure about it. I love it now, I've got to say, but I wasn't sure about it. It wasn't exactly what I was expecting from a rebooted Bond. Maybe I should have, if you think back to Live and Let Die, for instance. They're quite similar in style in some respects. So I wasn't sure, and I wasn't sure, and the days counted down, and then the early reviews came out, and it was clear that they'd done something really, really amazing with the film. So I was lucky enough to be invited to the premiere via my friends at MI6, and it was a triple premiere in Leicester Square, the Odeon, the Empire. And I think the cinema's actually been knocked down now. The third one was it the West End Theatre or something like that? I can't even remember what it's called now. That's the one I went to, though. So how can I forget? It should be written on my ticket somewhere. Oh, I should have got the tickets out to show you. Never mind. And so there was a pre-premiere drinks and dinner at a restaurant in Leicester Square, just opposite. And then we did I was gonna say red carpet, but it was red and purple carpet, and depending on which cinema you actually went to. And as far as I can remember, I was the purple carpet, and you had a different entrance for each different cinema, and they crossed in the middle. There was an Aston Martin in the middle, and it was, pretty amazing. It was really, really good. And yeah, saw the film, and yeah, I loved it. And I remember afterwards, though, there were drinks in the bar of the restaurant that we'd been to prior to the premiere, and it was full of Bond fans. And as I went in, I remember somebody saying, "Oh yeah, I don't know if it's my favourite film, but it's in my top five. You know, I think it's better than this, but not as good as that." And it goes back to what I was saying a bit earlier. For me, I can't compare. I cannot compare the recent Bond films with the early Bond films. They're so completely different in style that I think it's pointless to do. I enjoy most of the Bond films to a greater or lesser extent. Some of them I really I'm not that keen on, even though they all have their moments, A View to a Kill, for example. I love Thunderball, for example, but I can't say whether I prefer it to Casino Royale. And it's only useful, I think, to compare films that which are of the same period. So, you know, Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, it's clear Casino Royale's a better film, but Quantum of Solace versus A View to a Kill, well, for me, Quantum of Solace is a much better film than that, but there are going to be plenty of people who disagree, but they're very, very different tonally and in the type of film that they actually are. They're not even really of the same genre. Okay, so that's a kind of indirect, or what am I trying to say? That's a very kind of broad comment on Casino Royale and what I experienced. We're up to 6 minutes though, so it's a bit waffly for today. But okay, and I will be back tomorrow, and I don't know if I'll talk about more about Casino Royale or move on to Quantum of Solace. We'll see then. Or maybe there'll be some Bond 25 news. Okay, thanks for watching or listening. JamesBondDossier.com/watch. JamesBondDossier.com/listen. Or if you want to see what I've got to say about the world of Bond and his drinks, go to JamesBondDrinks.com. You can grab a copy of my book, either direct, which is cheaper, or head over to Amazon and get it there. Okay, thanks. See you soon. Bye.